Maseches Megillah. The focus of Maseches Megillah is in the main Megillas Esther, the Megillah which is read on Purim, although much of the Masechta does go quite sidetracked to discuss the general laws of reading from the Torah, reading from the Megillah, various different Haftorahs, etc. Now, although the main miracle of Purim occurred on the 14th of Adar, and that is indeed the date of Purim in most places, the Pasuk in the Megillah says, L'kayim es yomei ha-Purim ha'ele bizmanehem, to establish these days of Purim in their times, in the plural. And that implies that there's not just only one date for Purim, but in different locations, the Yom Tov of Purim is celebrated on different days. And the obligation of Megillah and the other obligations of Purim apply on different days in different places. Now, in the city of Shushan, which was the capital of Ahasuerus' kingdom, the Jews were still fighting on the 14th of Adar, and so they only rested and celebrated on the 15th of Adar. And because of that, the Yom Tov of Purim was established in Shushan as being on the 15th of Adar, not on the 14th. Now, Shushan was surrounded by a wall, and because of that, the Chacham said that any city surrounded by a wall would celebrate Purim on the same day as Shushan. And again, that would be on the 15th of Adar, also known as Shushan Purim. However, during the story of Purim, Yerushalayim was not surrounded by a wall. Now, to have a special day for the Yom Tov, for the city of Shushan, and other cities surrounded by a wall, was considered a lack of respect towards the holy city of Yerushalayim. And because of that, instead of saying every city surrounded by a wall would celebrate Shushan Purim, the Chachom of the time said that any city which was surrounded by a wall during the times of Yeshua, when Eretz Yisrael was originally conquered, those cities would celebrate Shushan Purim, and that included Yerushalayim. So those are the two main dates of Purim, the 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar. However, as we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos, depending on what day of the week the 14th of Adar fell, it could be that for certain people, they would read the Megillah even earlier than that. And this refers to people who lived in villages, they were often not so learned, many of them couldn't read, and in order to hear the Megillah, they would have to come to the towns, to the larger cities, in order to be able to hear the Megillah. Now, it's quite a long way to get to the city, and anyway, every Monday and Thursday, the people living in the village would travel to the city, because that's the day when the Beis Din would sit and judge different cases. So they would anyway travel that long distance on Monday and Thursdays, and they would also sell food and water to the people living in the city. And so if, let's say, the 14th of Adar fell on a Tuesday, so after making that long journey to the city on Monday, they would need to go back all the way back to the city and back during the night and in the day, because one has to hear the Megillah during the night and the day. And this would be very difficult for them. And because of that, they were permitted to always read the Megillah on the Monday or the Thursday. And the Mishnah will explain all of the cases. And first, the Mishnah introduces Megillah Nikis Ba'achadosar. The Megillah could be read on the 11th of Adar, B'Shneimasar on the 12th, B'Shleishasar on the 13th, B'Arba'asar on the 14th, like regular, B'Chamishasar on the 15th. Le'pachais, not less, meaning it would never be read before the 11th of Adar. V'le'yoser, and it could never be read more than that after the 15th of Adar. How so? K'rachan amakof in Chomim Esau Yishua ben Nun. Cities which were surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua, they read the Megillah on the 15th. Villages and large cities, they read on the 14th of Adar. Elo, however, as we explained, the villages during certain years would make their reading of the Megillah earlier to the Yom HaKenisa, to the day where they gather into the cities, namely Monday or Thursday.